comment, right? All right. Well, good morning. First of all, let me update you again on our injury report. Alan Barbary, left hamstring, will not practice today. Again, it's going to be a week to week thing with him. Camus, the same way, right hamstring, same thing. Won't practice, and it's a weekly deal. And then Taylor Hart with the right ankle, excuse me, strain, will not practice again today. Everybody else, Benny Logan will actually, he'll be limited in practice, but he'll practice today. Chris Maragos and Leo McKelvin, both those guys will practice.
Doug, your reaction to Josh's incident on the bridge?
You know, obviously disappointed. You know, it's not what you want on a player day off to see happen. He and I spoke about it privately, and you know, it's one of the things I talk about all the time with players. You know, you just try to eliminate distractions and you know, take care of your business outside of the building. And he understands, and you know, we just gotta. Obviously, it's out of our hands at this point. We just got to see where it goes.
So nothing changes in terms of his status on the team?
Nothing changes right now until we get it. Again, it's out of our hands. It's a legal matter right now, and then we'll get more information on it.
We've had a lot of these now, just distractions, to use your word. What do you do? How do you avoid more of these? Where does it end?
You know, and that's a great question. I mean, it's kind of like it's like you're the father of your house, and you just got to keep talking to your siblings, and just keep talking to your kids, and just keep reiterating the importance of who you represent, what you represent, your families, the Philadelphia Eagles, and you got to make smart choices, and it's all about choices and consequences in life, and you know, if you make bad choices, you got to suffer the consequences. So we'll just continue to keep talking about it.
Will there be repercussions from the team?
Until I find out, you know, exactly, you know, the severity of it and what's going to happen down the road. Right now, nothing, and we'll take it one day at a time. As of right now, yes. Well, I mean, I would assume, you know, it's hard to speculate, but I'm sure you've seen it in the past. I mean, there could be fines, there could be suspensions, there could be, you know, anything of that nature. But again, until we gather all the information, we just don't know what's going to happen. I just need to hear officially, you know, through an investigation, what took place and what happened.
So the police report is not enough there.
Yeah, I want to see exactly what happened and maybe talk to some people and find out. I mean, you know, it's outside of the building, obviously. And a lot of times when these situations are out of our control, and I want to get everything tightened up.
Is he coming from Medicare Complex directly?
Coming from here? He was here yesterday morning. He came in and watched the game film and then left from here, so it was sometime after he left.
You said you wish these guys would make smarter decisions after some of the other incidents when they're outside the building. And now this is, I believe, the fourth total incident. Do you feel there's a necessary situation for a meeting with the team to talk about that again, or for players to have a meeting about that outside the building?
I do. I think that, you know, it's part of my message to the team this morning, because I hadn't seen them in a couple of days. So part of the message this morning is how we handle our business. I also think, too, that, I mean, you make poor choices in life, you're going to make poor choices on the football field. You're going to make, you know, if it's a constant thing, then eventually you suffer the consequences. And you know, it's, when you're dealing with so many guys, coaches, players, office, trying to keep everybody on the same page is when you're dealing with a lot of personalities and a lot of backgrounds. You know, my job too sometimes is to be that father figure for some of these players and understanding their history and you know, where they've come from and how they grew up. And it may not be how I grew up as a child or as a you know, an adolescent or a teen, whatever, but at the same time, you know, I'm going to wrap my arm around them and love on them and you know, try to show them the right direction.
Are you concerned by the fact he brought a gun onto the premise, and you think it's a common occurrence?
I'm not going to speculate on that.
Doug, this is like multiple incidents now. So if people on the outside looking in say, Does Doug Peterson have full control of his team? How do you respond to that?
I would say that I do. I can't control what you do outside of that. Once you leave here, I don't know what you're going to do. Now, I'm not responsible for you, but I can't control what you do once you leave these premises. Neither can the Philadelphia Eagles control what I do once I leave these premises. I just know who I am as a person, and I try to relay that to the team and just let them know that, hey, guys, you know, you have to, the spotlight is on us. In this city, in this market, the spotlight is on everything we do. And you have to be smart. You have to make right choices. You have to do things differently. I mean, you just have to do them differently. And because everything's magnified. But again, it's once they leave here, that's the hardest thing to control. Well, we just keep talking about it.
You talked about father figure and wrapping your arms around guys and that kind of thing, but is it another part of it, discipline? Do you think that maybe more discipline needs to come down if you have a number of incidents, one after the next, where guys are stepping out of line?
I think that there comes a time, when it when there could be some discipline like that. I mean, obviously this could be a case again, and I just want to make sure that these guys, that I'm doing right by these players and they're doing right by themselves, and that we're handling our business away from this building right. And if that means, discipline at some point, then we address it at that point.
What's the dividing line for you between when you discipline players prior to whether they're officially charged?
Well, I got to make sure that, it's hard to put a bullet point, sort of a checklist of what they do, but these are all things that, I mean, is it something that I condone? Is it something that I would expect? No, it's not. I mean, I would expect them, again, it goes back to being a man and making the right decision. I mean, these guys are professional athletes. They're still, obviously, they're young adults learning about life. Young marrieds, young kids. These are the things that they need to focus on and that they need to see. I've been through that as a player. I've seen it with other teammates, and things like that. But at the same time, they need to know that the decisions and choices they make away from this building are going to affect. It's going to affect them as a player. It's going to affect eventually the team, and I think eventually it's going to affect their future as a player in the NFL.
Was part of your message, I mean, obviously Nigel's incident and this one both involve guns. Was part of your message specifically addressing issues regarding guns?
I have them. I mean, I have hunting rifles and things like that. I mean, but they're registered. They got permits for them. They just, again, it... You know, there's league policies, there's a Philadelphia Eagles policy, and those are things that we visit every year. And we just need to continue to revisit these things. I don't necessarily understand why they need guns outside of, maybe sport hunting or whatever. But, we just continue to educate our players and try to curb it the best we can.
Has the NFL been in contact with you about this latest?
I would expect it at some point, but at this point we haven't heard anything.
Is it Doug
Peterson? Who played the Giants this week, by the way?
Is there an explanation on why he has a 9mm handgun and 6 hollow point bullets and
Don't
see them
in one? No. I don't have an explanation for it. I don't know why, I don't know why, to be honest with you.
Look, at some point though, if these things continue to occur, if something else happens, feel you might have to do more?
I feel like that. I feel like if it obviously, if it continues. You know, there, and again, there's this thing is still an open investigation, so I don't know what's going to happen even in this case, you know, whether it be from the league or the Eagles. But, yeah, I mean, there's obviously probably more you can look into and do, you know, down the road.
Barb's injury, what's the trickle down?
Good question. Thank you. Well, you know, Wisniewski will step in at left guard. You know, we'll see where Allen is at the end of the week. If he can't go in this game, then we'll bring Isaac. We'll activate Isaac this week.
Isaac, he's ready to go.
Isaac? Yes. Yes, he is.
The challenge of trying to bounce back after a tough loss, you feel for now, trying to get back on track and back to the division game, is that challenge this week? How was the team move in that regard?
Yeah, you know, it's a big challenge, obviously. The guys are very disappointed, and, you know, they hate to lose tough games like we just came through. We're kind of going through a tough little stretch even in our schedule right now. But, you know, it is what it is, and we just got to maintain our focus. We got to maintain our drive and determination. You know, it's one day at a time. It's one play at a time. The guys very eager to get back out on the practice field today, later today, and sort of get the taste out of their mouth. And it's no better feeling than to play another division opponent and try to right the ship.
Given three on the road and don't have a division win yet, does that put a greater importance on this one?
I think the emphasis is greater, for sure. You know, I mean, you know, teams that want to make the postseason obviously have to handle their division. And right now we've put ourselves in a little bit of a hole. So, yeah, the importance of winning this game is probably a must for us in the division.
You were just saying, how much of a distraction is it to the team for you to spend your first, you know, 15 minutes today talking about a gun and PowerPoint bullets and discipline going forward? What kind of a problem is that?
It's probably more of a distraction for me than the players, you know, because I'm the one having to answer and field the questions. But I know once I leave here, I'm on the practice field and it's business as usual. So this obviously was expected, and but there's no greater feeling than getting back out on the field and getting to work. Well, obviously they got some weapons, skill position, you know, Odell Beckham and Shepard and Cruz. I mean, these guys are dynamic receivers that can be very explosive. And so obviously understanding the thing is they've got a lot of time invested. You know, Eli, they've worked with these guys for the last few years. And, you know, it's an offense that Eli is very familiar with. So there's a lot of continuity there. And these games always seem to come down to you know, either who has the ball last or who takes care of the football, you know, in games like this. You know, it's always a tough battle between the Giants and the Eagles, and I just look forward to the opportunity again.
How will you rotate your running backs? I mean, are you going to continue to go with a heavy dose for Darren?
Yeah. We'll see. But Ryan, you know, we're going in. Ryan's still the guy, and you know, we still got to get him going and feeding him and get him a few more touches in these games. Darren, again, is the guy that would come in next and very situational as we go along. And then we got to continue with Wendell and Kenyon and keep the pipeline coming, because we're going to need all four of these guys at some point.
There was a moment in training camp when Samalu was kind of the next guy up at guard. What changed in between then? Was it just the injury? And what have you seen out of him day-to-day in practice, and how much confidence do you have?
Yeah, you know, you know, we tried, you know, when Barbary went out to right tackle and Isaac was in there at left guard, and then we had Wiz was kind of the backup center guard in that combination. And then, of course, the injury set him back just a little bit, and Wiz was healthy. So he was able to plug right in there. Isaac has done an outstanding job in practice, even at center. He's getting some work at center as well. And, you know, this will be a great opportunity for him now to be active, to feel the game-like experience, you know, from that standpoint. But, you know, Wiz is a veteran guy that's got a lot of starts under his belt, and we feel comfortable with him being the starter.
Is there a better
there a sense on why snaps are still a problem on Sunday?
Well, a lot of it, too, is how the center reacts to certain things. Sometimes if he's going to his right, the ball tends to come to the right or vice versa to the left. And just things we got to continue to focus on, whether he's rising up at the snap, ball stays low. Carson dropping his eyes on a couple occasions and dropping the snap, which has happened in the last few games. And those are just things we got to, to continue to work through, talk about in practice and execute it in practice so that they go to a minimum and that we don't have any more costly turnovers that way.
You always seem so steady. I'm sure that's how you want to project yourself. But aside from being disappointed, are you also pissed?
About?
The incident.
I mean, deep down, yeah. I mean, you're obviously disappointed and dejected and I don't sit in my office all day and expect something to happen. I pray that it doesn't happen, but I'm disappointed for the choices that they make. And, we learn from them and move on.
So you've known Andy for a long time. What did you learn from him about dealing with stuff like this, and would he have necessarily handled it the same way?
Again, he was very very cerebral in the way that he wanted all the information as well. He wanted to find out exactly what had happened, talk to people if he could. And make a calculated decision. And again, it was kind of the same things when it's outside of the building and outside of our control. It kind of gets turned over to the authorities at that point. So a lot of the same things have stemmed from me watching him and learning from him.
Any changes in the wide receiver rotation?
No.
What did Josh say to you when you spoke with him? How did he explain to you?
Well, I'll just tell you this. He was very dejected. And very disappointed, very apologetic, obviously, and said it wouldn't happen again.
Reports that there were conversations about wide receivers at the trade deadline, and particularly Torrey Smith. What was your understanding of that? How close
just
it got?
Conversations. Obviously, every team is looking to maybe upgrade or bring in people that can help you at this time. It's so early in the season. We're just at the midway point, too, and very comfortable with, obviously, the guys we have and want to continue to work with them and get them ready this week as well.
Last one, guys.
Can you talk to your receivers at all games or conference level? They've got a big question about the drops. So I'm wondering if you can talk to them about it and say, hey, we're missing you.
Yeah, and I, excuse me, I approach it as if I need to talk to somebody individually, I'll talk to them individually, collectively as a group or as an entire offense. And I felt that, in certain circumstances, I address it with the whole team. I want everybody to hear my message. I don't think it needs to be directly at, one specific. I can go privately to you and we can talk, but I want the whole offense, the whole team to hear from me how I feel, and just know that we need to get better, and they understand, they know, they see it, they hear it, they read it, watch it on TV, whatever, and obviously it bothers them as well, we just can't. We can't allow the outside influences affect what we do inside the building. Okay. Thanks, guys.